Hold up. Smoke them if you got them. Talk about it. We are not the same, I am too reckless. That's right. I'm not trying to go in that direction. And they about to call the wrong attention. What? This is my jam, dude. Please hold. I do shit, I'm on my, don't need no blessing. Except niggas ain't nothing to mess with. Nobody stopping us from what we destined. And everybody around you is so basic. I'm never rocking white, I'm like a racist. I love that shit, yo. And money is the only thing I'm chasing. And some dope dimes and some coke lines. Not no more all night comfort times. I don't fuck with that bullshit. Give me that weed, bro. Give me that weed. That's what I want. Toss me them edibles, son. Listen. Last night's episode sounded like fucking shit, dog. And I'd be a fucking asshole if I just let that shit live. I can't do that. So here I am, back again, to record another shitty hour. It's gonna be less shitty than the last one. My voice is still shot. But that's what happens when you scream on a retard, dog. You lose your voice. It's gonna happen. Look, dog. I have no patience for dumb shit. So I lost my mind on a motherfucker a little bit. I will not go back to jail. I told this man that to his face. I covered this yesterday. I'm not gonna say nothing else about it other than that. That's why my voice sounds like shit, and eventually it will come back or it fucking won't. Either way, I lost it for a good goddamn reason. I kept my hands to my fucking self, Jesus. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the power to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. When I start saying that shit to myself, you're in a world of trouble, dog. You don't want me to start... Don't get me to that point. Anyway, let's move on. What else is going on in the fucking world, dog? I need some fucking weed, bro. I gotta come up on some money. I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do. I'm in bad shape, dog. That's alright, though. I don't know. I could go without it. It's just gonna suck. Oh, check it out. In other news, I'm in the middle of New York City. That's why you hear all the traffic. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. Anyway, so check this out. It's been 6 months since the last time I've been checked up on. And they want to adjust my treatment. What's that mean? Apparently it means they're going to stick me on mood stabilizers. Because apparently you can't scream on a motherfucker for 2 days until you lose your voice. That's not healthy, they say in therapy. Doesn't matter how good the reason is. Doesn't matter how much you're being disrespected. I guess you can't do that. So now I gotta go on mood stabilizers. Fucking... ugh. I don't know. We'll see how it goes, dude. We'll see how it goes. As long as I comply, they can't put me away. So I'll take the meds. See how I feel. If it fucks me up, I'm not gonna take them. But I'm at least gonna give it a shot. Plus, everybody around me thinks it's a good idea that I go on meds anyway, so might as well just bite the bullet and go on meds. I'm on more meds than I'm on right now, because I'm on meds now. Then people can't say I'm a mental patient anymore. It can't be used against me. to the things I see or fantasies. Even in my fucking breakdown, I'm too smart to be outsmarted, dog. When are these people gonna learn? I'm fucking sharp, bro. Do not let the walk fool you. I think some people forget sometimes who they're fucking with. I'm a very sharp motherfucker. And if I do say so myself, my goddamn instincts are on point, per usual. Talk about it. Getting in my cockiness a little bit. Well, I'm sorry. Not a stone cold retard after all. That's the remix to It's a Small World. I'm not a stone cold retard after all. That's my song. That's how I sing it. You got a problem with that shit, bitch? Suck a dick, motherfucker. That's diplomacy in New Jersey. I'm such an asshole, yo. Please hold. So I got this zero sugar cherry coke. I don't know how I feel about it. It's definitely an odd sensation. But I'll let it live for right now because I feel like having a fucking soda, yo. I'm not drinking. You want me to lie to you and tell you I haven't thought about going to the liquor store today? Because that would be a fucking lie, yo. I don't have a problem. Don't get it confused. But I am known for fucking crawling into the bottom of a bottle. That's not the answer. Neither is smoking weed and cigarettes, but you know what? The weed keeps me level and the cigarettes fucking, well, it's something to hold on to. It's a crutch. I'm gonna drop it because you can't afford fucking cigarettes and weed. It's gotta be one or the other. You gotta pick one. And the weed's way more important. I'd much rather be level, dog. I'll take that ounce, thank you. Just sucks I'm gonna have to get married to one strain. Unless I think I'm gonna buy by the half, yo. I think I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna just get halves. Maybe, depending on what the prices are. Because buying Ace is fucking not working out for me, dog. But I do get some banging shit, though, bro. Not to fucking toot my own horns, though. But I do get some pretty good goddamn weed. Banana OG. Must get. I talked about that on a live stream. Banana OG is a must get. Granddaddy Purple, G Perk, whatever you know it as, must get, yo. School lunch all day. If you could find it, try that shit. Motor Breath, must have, yo. What else is there, dude? What else is there, dude? If you're a sativa person, Heat Seeker is for you. I would look that shit up. What else is there? Oh, cookie dough, Maple Rec is my favorite. Maple Rec is my favorite, yo. That shit was fire. You gotta find some Maple Rec in your life. You're gonna get some Maple Rec in your life, dog. Believe me when I tell you. Banana OG and Maple Rec are neck and neck, dog. Those are my two favorite strains for the moment. I don't know what I'm gonna be getting next, but I hope it's fire. Oh, also, Honey Hiker is a fucking fantastic sativa. I highly recommend it. Snowball is a tremendous indica. I would recommend that as well. What else is there, yo? Oh, pancakes. Pancakes is solid. Cereal milk is good. Cereal milk is okay. Cereal milk and ice cream cake are okay. For me personally, they're nothing to write home about. But they're all right, though. They're all right, though. They can live. Wedding cake is good. I enjoy some wedding cake from time to time. I'm about sick of the Larry Bird. No disrespect to the legend. But I'm about sick of the Larry Bird. No more gelato over here, please. No more gelato. I think that's about it, bro. I think that's all the strains current. Wait a minute. Durban Poison. Durban Poison is solid. Highly recommend that. Highly recommend that. Jack 22, not really for me. A little too smoky, a little too piney. If you're into that shit, definitely for you. Blueberry Kush was a letdown out of the Botanist. I wouldn't recommend it. Don't waste your money. If you're in Jersey and you go to the Botanist, don't waste your money on the Blueberry Kush, dog. It don't taste like blueberries at all. And I know, like, oh, you just got some sprayed shit now, son. I've had official blueberry before. I know what the fuck it tastes like, bro. They need to step their game up. But what else is good? What else is good? I don't know, yo. That's it. Like, I gotta find more strains, bro. I need more money. I gotta get through this month, dog. We'll figure it out, bro. It's been a rough month. It's been a rough month, dude. I got a lot of changes happening in my personal life. I got a lot of changes happening in my mental health. My living situation could be something different in 6 months. I'm gonna tell you right now, dog, if things are going right now the way that they're going, in 6 months, my living situation is gonna be different. There's a high probability I might have to live out of a microwave for the next fucking 10 years of my life, dude, if I make that decision. But you know what? That's a sacrifice I'm willing to fucking make, dog. To prove, you know what? Not even to prove a point. Just to illustrate how serious I am, dog. I'm not for the games. I'm not for all the playing. I'm not for all that, yo. I will not be second best to anybody. I'm number one, and that's fucking it, because I'm not settling for nothing less in my life. And you know what? That could be cocky, and that could be selfish, but that's what the fuck I choose, yo. And if you know what? I'm sorry, but if I'm not number one, yo, then it is what it is. But I will not be second to nobody. I deserve better than that. Regardless of my past decisions and my horrible choice making, I deserve better than that. I'm always to be number one, just as you should always be number one with whoever you choose to spend your life and your time with. Or you give your love to, whatever the fucking situation is. Even if it's somebody you just fucking, yo. She'll always be the first choice, yo. I ain't never a runner-up. I was picked last in gym class. I ain't never gonna be cool. I will not be a runner-up in my own sex life, dog. I do not think so. I do not think so. My goddamn game is too good. Give myself some motherfucking credit. My game is too goddamn good to be second best. You heard me. Fuck that, yo. You cleaning my mess? I don't think so. Fuck that shit, man. I don't play. Homie, don't play that, dog. Homie, don't play that. I don't think so, yo. I don't give myself credit for a lot of things, man. I really don't. I will give myself credit for that, yo. I really will. I will not be second. And that is a personal choice. And you should do the same thing. Make that same choice. Make that move, yo. If you need to. I'm gonna find out in 6 months what move I need to make. I'm gonna tell you that shit right now. We gonna find out a little something about loyalty. That's what we gonna do. That's what we gonna do. Cause you know what, dog? People change, Jack. You know what I'm saying? I could be a baker in Seattle. That could be me. You don't know, yo. People change, man. You know, mistakes can be made and they can be learned from, dog. They don't define who the fuck I am. They don't. Not if I don't allow them to. Not if I learn from them. The only way that I would be stupid is if I did not learn from the dumb shit that I did, which I did learn. I learned a valuable lesson in the dumb shit I did, yo. Is, you know, if you care about somebody, dog, you need to act right. And what does that mean for somebody else might be different than what it means for me, yo. I can't speak for other people. I can only speak for my motherfucking self, yo. There's a certain way I believe that you're supposed to conduct yourself and you're supposed to act, right? And I did not act that way. I corrected my behavior, right? I'm getting what's coming to me. I got my payback. It is what it is, yo. It's fucking ugly, but it is what it is, yo. I ain't mad about it. Please hold. I ain't mad about it, yo. I mean, I was. How can you be mad, though? How can you be mad at somebody else's want? How can you be mad at somebody else's desire, dog? How can you be mad at that? What kind of asshole is mad at that? You can't, bro. You can't do it. It can't be done. I can't do it. Personally, I can't do it. I don't know about you. I can't do it. I'm gonna move camp, dog. You're coming with me. I'm gonna sit back up in my chair. That's right. I got my hoodie underneath me, my Lapping the Birds hoodie. By the way, $30 still. I should plug the fuck out of these goddamn things. Because I should get the stencils, yo. You're fucked. If I get the stencils to these hoodies, dog, it's a wrap for you. Because I'll paint these bitches myself, yo. Don't let me get good. Don't let me get good and put out my own merch. You'll be fucked, son. You'll be fucked, son. But no, but also, I'm trying to give Jen a chance to shine. You know what I'm saying? That's important. But anyway, what the fuck was I talking about, yo? Hold on, let me put my phone right up there. Perfect, yo. We're gonna smoke real quick. Me and you, yo. So you got a bong, you got a bowl, you got a joint, you got a dab, you got some wax, you got an edible. You know, whatever you're doing right now, yo, drop that shit, take a shot. You know, whatever your deal is, dog. I'm doing it right now, so enjoy smoking with me, bro. I got Nas playing right now. Here, listen. Just so you know what I'm listening to. What was I bullshitting about, dog? I don't even remember. Fucking this backwards. Anyway, yo, I don't know. There's a lot of changes happening in my life right now. And I don't know what that means. Oh, yeah, that's what I was talking about. There's a certain way you're supposed to act, yo. I didn't do that. I correct my behavior. Don't matter now. Karma's a bitch, right? I got what was coming to me. Dog, when I tell you, I got fucking emasculated as a man, bro. Disrespected on every level that you can be disrespected on by another human being, bro. Dead ass. There's only one or two things left to do, and every box has been checked. Honestly, though, it's fucking disgusting. But it's alright, though. That's my karma. I deserve this. So this is what I get. I'm alright with that. But my boundaries will be respected. That's not some tough guy shit. That's some real shit. They will be respected. One way or another. I don't like to rule with iron fist, yo. And what does that even mean? In other words, that means, like, what I'm saying, I mean what the fuck I say, yo. I don't need to raise my hand. I shouldn't have to raise my voice. All I should have to do is give my word, and then that should be the fucking end, yo. Like on some Godfather shit. my word goes down on a piece of paper, it gets slid across the table, and it's a fucking wrap. Whatever is on that paper, it's a fucking wrap, dog. But nah. Turns out, I was going to war with my own people. Under friendly fire, so it seems. Busy streets in New York City, dog. It's my story and I'm sticking to it. Sit. Are you gonna sit on the window? Sweet, thank you. Appreciate you. Finish this bowl up. Man, it's been a ride, dog. It's been a fucking ride. And you know what? I've never been more happy to have a podcast than I am in this moment, right this second. Because I get to document it. I get to document it, and I get to look back later. I get to look back at it later, like a time capsule. That's what albums are for me. Like me and Jen share albums. She doesn't know. She doesn't know. She probably has no idea. But. You know, there's music specifically that is for her. Like, I'll give you a weird example of what I'm talking about. 300 Bars by The Game. That shit is special to me. Not only because it's one of the best rap disses ever created, or that it shows a mastery skill level to rap for fucking 15 minutes straight, jacking for beats, but also that I got memories with her, with that shit playing in the background, if you catch my drip, yo. I got memories with her, with that. Also with the Loki album, Dear Listener. That's also between us, she doesn't know that, but there was one, we shared a night together, yo, where I fucking rewound that album, I think 5 or 6 times before we wound up going to sleep. Something like that. It's only like a half hour, 45 minutes long, so it's not that long, if you think about it. Like, if you add it up, that's not really that long of a time. But then again, dog, like, we fucking go, bro. We fucking go, bro. That's it. That's the end of the bowl. Let me put this thing down. I have no idea what I'm smoking on right now. Other than it's okay. Like, it's good weed. That's what I know. It's definitely not in my favorite category. If I had a choice between this and some other shit, I would probably pick something else. But this is not bad. You know. Anyway, though. I know, apparently I like to cover a lot of heavy shit. And, to me, it don't really... I talk about it like it's not heavy. I guess to me, sometimes it doesn't feel heavy. It just weighs on me heavy. All the time, right? Oh, come on, dog. Perfect. This fame and this money just won't change me. The smoke's hazy. I'm yelling out, Lord, save me. I swear my life's a movie like Martin and Scorsese. I'm just being honest, dog. I kind of want to watch it. Drop it just a bite above the property. We can find out what the time is. Smoking with the pilot in the cockpit. Damn, please hold. It's for the journey to the day of the cross, right between the seams, right below the seams, that I'm the nicest on the scene, cause the villain will be like Devin, I'm just bunch being me, you feel me, and I'm just being focused, and I'll keep making dope shit talk, finally get noticed, I guess. On the bottom of it, I played the bottom. I was hopeless that I remember my money's a mix. I remember Biggie told me, more money, more problems. I've been sleeping like a whole week, but my fucking life's awesome. They're talking shit, but they don't know me. I'm too obsessed with all the drama. Somebody tell them they should smoke weed. Pass the lighter if you brought one. I love this fucking song, bro. I love this song. Shout out to Afro Man, bro. For real, though. Because I got high. When that shit came out when I was in high school, man, that album was the shit. That album was the shit. It still is the shit. Don't get it confused. I skipped because I got high, because that shit's played the fuck out. Because everybody and their mother only played that song and never gave the rest of the album a fucking chance. Well, I fucking did, yo, and it's really good. That's a solid album. Front to back, solid album, yo. Without that track, yo, that's like, you know what, Afro Man's Because I Got High album, I don't even know what it's called, it might be a self-titled album, it might be a self-titled album, if it is, it is, if it's not, it's not, but that, his Because I Got High to that album is the same as Bone Thugs and Harmony, East 1999 with the Crossroads, yo. Take the Crossroads off of that album, and the rest of that album, front to back, is fucking a masterpiece, bro. And nobody gives it a chance because they all only know the Crossroads and the First of the Month. If you're lucky, some people know Mr. Bill Collector. If you're lucky. Now don't get me wrong, I can't sit here and give you the track list off the top of my fucking head, but when I tell you I know that album front to back, trust and believe, I've been listening to Bone Thugs from the beginning, dude, in 94, bro, when Creep on the Come Up came out, so don't fucking fuck around, bro. Check my resume, dude. You can check my fucking resume, dude. I had that shit, yo. I was not playing games. I was not playing games. Shit. Damn, it's only been a half hour, yo. Sometimes an hour is such a long time. I gotta get used to this exercise, bro. I'm not used to talking for an hour anymore. But especially about what, right? Like, I only got really one thing heavy on my mind right now. And that's all the possibilities of what's going to happen in my life over the next 6 months. Going on mood stabilizers, dog. Maybe getting this fucking anxiety in check. Putting the music back on in the background because Jeff Bezos is an asshole. Come on, dog. You know I can't operate without my tunes, bro. What? What is this? Somebody's trying to send me a picture. Oh, shit. Uh-oh, should I be scared? Should I be afraid? I think I should be. Hit ignore, play, ignore again, home, messages. Who is sending me what? Oh, shit, hold on. I'm getting yelled at probably. Please hold. I'm being summoned. For what reason, I don't know. The devil is calling me. I don't know what she wants. I guess we're gonna have to find out. So I'm gonna smoke the rest of this cigarette. And then I'm gonna post this. Because that last monstrosity that I posted cannot live. Oh, here's another one. You know what? Please hold. Okay, never mind. I'm not needed. She just fucking with me. Just because. But anyway, I'm gonna post this shit, dude. I apologize for whatever the fuck that was yesterday. I'm in my feelings, what can I tell you? Cornflakes get soggy, ladies and gentlemen. But let's not forget that. If you're gonna help a cornflake, don't forget that they get soggy. And god damn it, do they like to make a mess. Dragging shit all over the fucking table, bro. No respect for nothing or nobody. It's wild the way some people conduct themselves. However, that's not our business, laughing at birds. Well, we only worry about how we conduct ourselves. And with that, I'm going to take the last drag of my cigarette. And I'm going to be out, my friends. Maybe I'll pop back on and I'll give me another hour, maybe another half hour. I'm not sure, but, you know. From me to you, enjoy the ambiance that is the traffic. Fine, you're in New York City, wherever that may be. Have yourself a smoke and try to enjoy yourself. I am going to do the same. I'll see y'all around.